In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the epistle reading for the Holy Fathers that we commemorate today, we heard that we are not to be carried about by strange and diverse doctrine. What's a strange doctrine? A strange doctrine is a doctrine that you haven't already known. And we, as a society, are experiencing a lot of people being carried about by waves of strange doctrines that would have been unimaginable just 10, 15, 20 years ago. No one would have even imagined such a thing. You probably heard this past week the story about the 7-year-old boy, James Younger, whose mother has been telling him that he's a girl since he was 3 and has him wear dresses, calls him Luna. The school treats him as a girl. He uses the girls' restroom at school. And the father and the mother had a court battle because he was suing to get sole custody of the child because the mother was obviously indoctrinating this child. What you may not know about this case is that this family is Orthodox. The father, the child, and at least nominally the mother are Orthodox. They're members of the Greek parish in Euless, Texas, which is just right outside of Dallas. And so a parish not a whole lot unlike ours in a county that is far more liberal now than it used to be, but in a suburb that you might think is more conservative, and in an Orthodox parish. So if you think, you might ask, and I've had people ask, why I talk about issues like this so much. Shouldn't we be talking about the seasons of the year? Shouldn't we be talking about the meaning of, you know, some aspect of some feast more often than we do? Well, you know what? This is hitting pretty close to home, and you need to understand that there are crazy, insane people that are after your children and your grandchildren. This is not just something that's out there that you don't have to worry about. You live in Texas, you live in a suburb, you don't need to worry about what crazy people in California are doing. This is happening in Texas. And I'm not sure quite how this happened, even in Dallas County, but they had a jury that was to decide the matter, or at least make a recommendation to the judge. And somehow they managed to get a jury where 11 out of 12 people thought that a mother that has been indoctrinated child since he was 3 and has every intention of having him chemically castrated and then surgically mutilated and made into what would appear to be a girl, even though every cell in his body cries out and says that he's a boy and always will, despite the fact that he's more likely to die of all kinds of causes because it's not healthy for a male to be taking estrogen. It's not healthy, and it's not psychologically healthy. The suicide rates for people who go down this path are huge. This is a big deal, and they are coming for you. They're coming for your family. They're coming for your children, your grandchildren. If you don't take this seriously, one of these days, you're going to be on the receiving end of this. That's why I'm talking about this stuff, because it is serious. We are in a society that is going down the drain quickly, and what we have to do is we have to try to preserve our families as best as we can. How could it be that a family that goes to an Orthodox parish would be experiencing this thing? I don't know all the details. I don't know this family. But I do know that the mother is Greek, and so I would assume was raised in the Orthodox Church, probably by people who have been Orthodox for the last 2,000 years, or at least the better part of those 2,000 years. But somehow, this woman growing up in the Orthodox Church thought that it was okay. First of all, she thought that it was okay to have a child by in vitro fertilization, which was mistake number one that this family made. That's something the Orthodox Church teaches against. This child biologically is actually not her child, even though she gave birth to it. So there you've got the first strike against nature in this case, and that's something that should not have happened. But why would it happen? Well, I'll tell you what, I'll bet you that she probably never heard a sermon where a priest talked about these issues while she was growing up. She probably never heard a sermon as these issues became more prominent. I would much rather talk about other things. There's so many wonderful, beautiful teachings in the scriptures that I would much rather talk about than this kind of nonsense. And those of you that have been in this parish for a long time, you know that before America started going crazy on these things, I didn't talk about it nearly as often. There are other things to talk about, and I would much rather do so. But this is a big deal, and you need to prepare yourself. This mother, when the child was five, decided that it was time for him to come out at his birthday party. And so at a birthday party where families in the parish were invited to attend, she had her son dressed in a dress, informed everybody that he was now Luna, and witnesses said that he was hiding in a corner crying for quite a bit of that party. This kid has been abused. This ought not happen. This ought not happen in any civilized country, much less the state of Texas. And fortunately, we at least have a state government that's now looking at making laws that will at least prohibit a parent from doing anything in terms of like giving their kids drugs and surgery, probably, I hope, until they're 21 years old. You can't smoke anymore in Texas until you're 21. You can't drink till you're 21. Maybe you ought to not be able to have a sex change operation until you're 21, too, because that's a lot more serious. That's a lot more irreversible than smoking a cigarette is. When I was a kid, if you were big enough to put your money on the counter, you could buy cigarettes, and I started smoking when I was in the sixth grade, but I quit when I was in the ninth, and I'm still here. But have a sex change surgery is a pretty permanent thing. You can reverse it, but you can't really. You've marred that person for the rest of their life. And one thing I would say is we are under no obligation to obey a judge, a court, or any government that tells us that we have to do something that's contrary to God's law. And we came very close to this father being told that he had to refer to his son as a girl, call him Luna, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Fortunately for him, the judge, who I know only very little about that I've been able to find out online, but I at least know that she is a believer, and the judge ignored the verdict of the jury and decided to at least give him a 50-50 say in the matter, and so he didn't lose most of his rights, but she did issue a gag order, so now we won't really know what's going on until some other judge with more authority reverses that. But imagine if you were a father of a son and you were in that situation and a court was telling you that you had to call your son a girl, you couldn't have your son around anyone who wasn't affirming of the fact that your son was a girl. Imagine you happened to be in order by a court that you had to stand idly by while your son was given hormone blockers and then later on surgically transitioned into having the appearance of being a woman. Imagine. Well, most men, when they imagine that kind of stuff, start contemplating some pretty wild stuff, because I wouldn't put up with that. And I heard some conservative person on the YouTube, Ben Shapiro, I'll go ahead and name him. He's a pretty mild-mannered guy for the most part, not someone who you would call a radical. And he was talking about this, and he said, I would have to answer the door with a gun if the law was coming to my house telling me that they were going to take my son away from me and do that to my son. But you know what? Before you get to that point, before we get to the Alamo, before we get to Thermopylae and you're the Spartan 300s, there are some things that you can do now before it comes to that point. So think about what you would do if it came to that point, and now start asking yourself, are you willing to do some things that are not nearly as radical, that won't wind you up in jail or killed, but things that are going to cost you? Are you willing to do that? Well, one thing that I would suggest, that one moral of this story is that you want to pick your spouse wisely. I mean, this is not going to cost you. This is not one of the costly things here. But pick your spouse wisely, because if you don't marry a crazy, insane person, even if you get divorced, you won't have to worry about the spouse trying to tell your three-year-old boy that he's a girl. But I'll bet you that they really didn't explore a lot of these kinds of issues and probably weren't on the same page. You need to be on the same page in terms of the faith with your spouse, because otherwise you're going to have all kinds of problems, because when you have a child with somebody, you're going to be, if you're not on the same page, if you're disagreeing, you're going to make each other miserable until that child's at least 18 years old and probably a good bit after that. But another thing that you can do is you can vote, and you can be an informed voter. Do you know that not this coming Tuesday, but next Tuesday, we have an election? you need to inform yourself about what's on the ballot. Every time there's an election, you can go to Harris Votes and find out what's on the ballot and then do a little bit of research and make sure that you're voting for things and people that make sense. If you live in Spring, we're voting for school board members. Maybe you need to find out who those school board members are and make sure that they're not trying to push LGBTQP+ an ideology on your students if you live in the school in the Spring School District. If you live in Houston, you've got a mayor's race, and the current mayor is the mayor that had drag queen story time in the Houston Public Library and only stopped it because it turned out that the drag queen was a registered sex offender and it made him look bad. But he never said he was going to stop it permanently. He only said, I'm going to look in to see what happened here, what went wrong. And I can tell you that there are at least two conservative Christians that are running against him. And you know, when it comes to politics, there's a lot of political issues the church has no position on. And I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that you ought to vote for this candidate because of their stand on medical care or something like that, because as Orthodox Christians, we're entitled to have different opinions on things that the church doesn't have a teaching on. But when it comes to drag queen story time, the church has a position. That's crazy. That's evil. Evil. To be exposing young children to that kind of stuff and trying to indoctrinate them. And that's what the mayor of Houston has done. Sylvester Turner, don't vote for him. Vote for somebody else, but don't vote for him. Another thing that we can do is go to school board meetings. If you're in a school district, you need to find out what's going on in your school to make sure that your children aren't being exposed to this kind of stuff. And if your child is in a school where they're celebrating LGBTQ+ day, month, or whatever year, it seems like they've got a celebration every other month now, you probably ought to take your child out of that school, and it's going to cost you. It's going to be difficult financially for you to find out, make other arrangements. But you know what? That's a lot less costly than you having to answer the door with a gun and then being shot or taken off to jail and your child being carted off by Child Protective Services and the government doing to your child whatever they want to do anyhow. You need to guard the innocence of your children. You need to be careful about the music that they expose themselves to, the entertainment. Do not give your child a smartphone, because that's like giving them a gun and that's loaded and saying, be careful. That's dumb. Don't give your children internet access, particularly boys, and expect that they're not going to be surfing porn, because they will. You don't guard their innocence. Allow them to be children. Allow them to grow up. Teach them the faith, protect them. That's your job as parents. Christ says in the gospel, whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. That's a stark warning from the Savior. We as parents need to protect our children, and we need to guard them from those kinds of folk. And I'll tell you something else that's been going on in Orthodoxy in this country and might have had some influence on this mother. There's a website called Public Orthodoxy that's run by the Orthodox Studies Department of Fordham University, and it's run under the auspices of the Greek Archdiocese of North America. And the guy who's the head of it, George Demichopoulos, says every bishop he talks to thanks him for what he's doing and is happy about the work that he's doing. I know he isn't talking to my bishop, and I know he isn't talking to a lot of other bishops in this country, but apparently the bishops he's talking to are all okay with this. Our bishops need to be doing something about that. Now, our Rokor bishops don't have a whole lot to say about what the Greek Archdiocese has done, but we need to speak out, and we need to stop this kind of nonsense, because that website is pushing transgenderism on a regular basis. It's almost every other day that they come out with some article that's pushing some form of perversion. And just in the last couple of weeks, there have been two different articles by priests that were just asking questions, kind of like how the snake in the garden was just asking questions of Eve. Did God really tell you that? Are you sure about that? I'm just asking questions, mind you. I'm not trying to say that God didn't say that. I'm just asking questions. We need to explore. Nonsense. When the church has a clear teaching on an issue, it's not a question. The only question is how do I apply that in my life practically, not whether it's true or not, whether I need to obey it or not. There might be some difficult situations you might run into given the teaching and how you have to navigate it in this life, but whether you have to obey it or not is not the question. There's no such question as that. Guard yourself. Guard your children. Protect their innocence. And speak out. And make sure that you are doing what you can, because it may be that we can't reverse the tide. It may be that we're going down that road and we might one day be facing the choice of martyrdom for our faith because we can no longer obey what the government is doing. But before we get to that point, we need to do what we can, and we need to make sure that our children understand what the Orthodox Church really teaches. Amen.